Hello, and welcome to the Innovative Teaching Podcast. I am your host for today, Jeanette Schaefer. I do work at the Center for Teaching and Learning at South Mountain Community College, which is located in Phoenix, Arizona. Now, my goal for this podcast is to introduce you to new ideas and encourage you to think outside the box when it comes to teaching and learning. For this week's topic, I wanted to share and give you a little bit of a brain dump from the conference that I attended recently, which was the NACE conference. And that stands for the National Association for Community College Entrepreneurship. The conference was held in Newport Beach, California, definitely a pretty location if you've never been there. Everything was centered around entrepreneurship. There was a lot of different sessions. Of course, I couldn't attend them all, so you're just getting some of the information that I learned from the sessions that I attended. Now, a couple of little highlights from the conference. Maricopa, so South Mountain Community College is part of the Maricopa County Community College District. There's 10 colleges. We went well represented to this conference. We had faculty, administrator, staff from every campus there. That was really fun and unique because we were able to talk about the ideas, share the resources, and then once we get back, we can start implementing different initiatives and just build on some of the projects we already have going on around the district. So that's a neat opportunity if you have a chance to go with a large group of people. There's definitely benefits to that. With the Maricopa people that went, we did have a few that received awards. So we have Rich Culprick from Rio Salada. He entered the pitch competition. So they had a pitch competition and it was a trades pitch competition. He came home with $22,000 and his goal is to help people who are currently in prison and they're trying to plan for what's next. And then one of our college presidents at Paradise Valley Community College received the award Entrepreneur President of the Year, and that was Dr. Paul Dale. That was an excellent honor, and we were happy to be there to support and see that. And then my own college president at South Mountain Community College, Dr. Sherry Olson, is the incoming chair for the board for the NACE group. So that's exciting. That kind of gives us a front row seat as to what's going on. Now, for the resources, there's a couple different things. Like I said, this is going to be a brain dump. You can take what pieces you want to run with, and then, of course, the other pieces that you aren't interested in, that's okay. Or if you can't use right now, that's all right, too. But the one thing that I learned, I had not heard of this before, so this was a first for me. Some of you guys may be familiar. But Gordon Hester was one of our keynote speakers. And I got a couple of things from him, but the one thing I learned about, I had never heard of the theory of Goya. Maybe some of you have, but theory of Goya, and Goya is spelled G-O-Y-A. But he talked about how he works with a lot of entrepreneur students, and you know, in the beginning when they're trying to learn, and so he shares the theory of Goya with them, and that is get off your ass and go work, you know, get off your ass and go do something. So that was kind of neat. I know I don't typically cuss on the podcast, but that was just something that they shared. I'm like, oh yeah, that's probably a good theory to share, you know, with students when it's appropriate. So if you have that one student you're trying to advise or encourage or motivate, that might be a little thing to connect with them and get the idea across that they just really need to get up and get moving. Because in a lot of cases, especially with entrepreneurship, you just got to get out there and do something. Sitting at home, thinking about it, planning, and, you know, just, you've got to be active. You've got to get out and make things happen. The other big takeaway I got from him, and it was a little bit of a theme across a couple of the sessions I attended, was to help students be entrepreneurs. You really need to connect them with successful entrepreneurs in the community. And it may not have to be your community, but you really need to get those students connected to other entrepreneurs. Because listening to Gordon Hester talk, he has knowledge and experience that you're not going to learn in the classroom. You're not going to learn out of a book. You're not going to learn from a video. And it's also information that they're not necessarily willing to share with everyone, or it's information that needs to be shared at a certain point of time when a student's ready to have that information and knowledge. So it's like you really need to connect those people. And that's a piece I walked away with as far as an instructor in the classroom. There's so much we can do, but one of the best things we can do is really try to get our students connected with people and community. Now, I know this was a theme around entrepreneurship, but I think that just applies across the board. It really doesn't matter what the content is, what the subject area. You know, it's really getting to know students, know more about their career goals, where they want to go, and how can we connect people. I know we don't always have those connections, but as we teach, work, network, it's like look for those opportunities and just keep a database of connections where we can get those students connected to the right people. Now, there was another session I went to on storytelling. The actual storytelling information itself was not really anything new or different. It's something where if you Google kind of basics of storytelling, you're going to get the information. But my takeaway from that session was when it comes to entrepreneurship, the one common mistake people make is they try to have one story that will cover all aspects of what they're trying to sell or tell people. So for instance, you may have a product that you could sell to a couple different audiences. And the mistake is a lot of people will try to have one story that they're trying to sell all people. But in reality, you should have many stories. So you should have maybe 3 to 5 mini stories that addresses a certain population instead of trying to address all populations. So that was a big takeaway, not earth-shattering, but just something to think about because it is a common mistake. And a lot of times it's, you know, especially if you have someone new with telling a story or using story to tell in order to sell their product and to get people to connect or support their product, they may struggle with coming up with that one story, more or less coming up with 3 to 5 stories. So really just take that extra time, get the training or the information you need to create at least 3 good stories to connect with the different populations. So a tool, VideoScribe, this one I'm familiar with, we've used before, but VideoScribe is a way where you can create quick animations. And once again, it could be videos that you're going to put out on YouTube that helps support your business, promote your product. As far as an instructor, we use it for training and teaching, especially if you're working on the online environment. It's a tool that's fairly inexpensive. It does have a free version of it. But then if you go beyond the free version, even the when you need to purchase, it's not real expensive. But it's a way to create animated videos based on content or, for instance, entrepreneurship if you're marketing. So just a tool to check out if you're interested in creating your own videos. It is a tool that has a lot of content already in it. So you can pull the content together. You're not having to go look for images or video in order to pull in. It's got content in it, and it does the common handwriting where it's kind of writing on the screen as you're talking. It's drawing the pictures. Really neat. If you haven't played with that before or used it, check it out. Now, the other thing I learned about that I knew nothing about, there's when they do entrepreneurship, there's a couple different tools that they will use for personality testing. I've done personality testing before, but this was a different one that I thought had a nice little twist on it. This came about because one of the sessions I went to, the presenter was presenting on how to, and it was recommended by Houston Community College, but they have a small business success series that they go through. There are 5 one-day workshops. That series, in case you do this type of work, the first workshop was Ignite the Entrepreneur in You. This is where they did the personality profile, and I'll come back to that in a minute. The second workshop is My Idea Lucrative. So that's working around a whole business idea. The third workshop, how do I market my idea? So that goes into generating revenue. The fourth workshop, how much cash do I need to start and grow my business? So they're working with cash projections. And then finally, how do I manage business risk? So that's risk management and insurance, which is definitely good to learn about. Now, within that, the personality profile testing that they recommended, which is the one that I had not heard of, is the Keller Influence Indicator, also known as the KII test. This is an assessment tool that measures influence potential, and it's scientifically validated, but it's developed to provide measurement of the 7 influence traits. I had not heard of the 7 influence traits before. This was new. Now, realize I don't actually teach in entrepreneurship. I just do entrepreneurship type activities with campus. I'm always trying to bring that mindset, that entrepreneur mindset, into teaching and learning within our Center for Teaching and Learning. So I do it myself when I'm training faculty or working with faculty, but then also try to encourage faculty to adopt that entrepreneur mindset. So the traits that they shared are confidence, commitment, courage, passion, empowering, trustworthiness, likability. I know with the Keller Influence Institute, the work is really designed to be used when coaching, which fits in perfectly with entrepreneurship, because a lot of times when we're working with someone starting up a small business, they're just beginning, and it's a good place to start of, you know, who are you as a person? I don't know much beyond that as far as this KII test, but it looks really interesting, and I'm ready to jump in and take the test myself to see where I come out. It'll be kind of interesting. But anyways, look that up if you're interested. Another valuable tool that is actually free that was mentioned is provided by the Michelson company, and it's Michelson Intellectual Property. To get to this website, it's actually Michelson, MichelsonIP.com. I'll put it into the show notes too for you. But they provide, it's called the Intangible Advantage, and they provide an ebook. The ebook's in a couple different formats. You can get it in a standard format, an interactive format, or a PDF. And it's training and information around intellectual property. So as a business owner, when you first start out, you know, what do you need to protect? What do you need to make sure you're not copywriting? So the information that's covered is patents, copyrights, trademarks, and trade secrets. So if you go to that website, MichelsonIP.com, you're able to get the book. You do have to subscribe to their mailing list, but you can get that book. It looks very good. Once again, I have not had a chance. I've downloaded it, I've opened it up, and that's been the extent. I haven't had time to really look at the information. But just at initial glance, it looks like a really good tool where if you're working in this field, even if you're faculty, you could use this information, because I have plenty of faculty that come in and they'll be doing something and I'm like, you can't do that. It's copyright. And it's like, they'll respond with, no, it's fair use. Well, fair use is a really gray line. Some things are fair use. Some things are not fair use. Some things, if used correctly, are fair use. But my rule of thumb is always reach out and ask, no matter whether you think it's fair use or not, always reach out to the author or the creator. But this is just another tool for you to read up on copyrights. And then, of course, for those of you doing research and inventing and creating, the whole patents will come in handy. The trademarks could come in handy for you, too. So make sure you check that out. Once again, that's the Intangible Advantage with the Michelson Intellectual Property. Definitely a good resource. Then the last thing I have is I learned about the Amazon Alexa Flash Briefs. I didn't know anything about this either, so it was a pleasant surprise. I ended up in this session by accident. Actually, it wasn't complete accident. It was my second choice. I'd went to another session first. They were having technology problems on getting the presentation up, and the presenter was already behind, and I'm somewhat impatient sometimes. I'm like, I'm missing out on content, right? So I'm going to get to another session. So I hopped into my second choice session, and it was about how to create Amazon flash briefs that are played across Alexa. I did learn that Alexa has 60% of the market right now. So Google has their version, and they've got 40% of the market, and then Alexa has 60% of the market. What a flash brief is, kind of in my mind, the way I understand or the way I am defining it, a flash brief is a mini podcast, but you can go in, and Amazon makes it very easy to actually set up and create flash briefs. The thing that they're weak at right now is actually helping you to be found. So helping to market your flash briefs and help people to find you. But with the flash brief, you can have subscribers, you can monetize. So there's a lot of different options. Now the person putting on the session, their flash brief is called The Daily Undoing. They are out of Canada. So if you try to search for it, it might be a little challenging because he said there is this difference between being in Canada and US. There's challenges as far as finding different flash briefs, and there's a different process for setting them up. But it's The Daily Undoing, and this is put on by Mark and David out of Canada. The whole goal of their flash brief is it's commentary on all things marketing, education, and how these converge into the human experience. So they are instructors, but they also consult and do work on the outside when it comes to marketing and business. The Daily Undoing is just it's really an outreach. I believe, if I remember correctly, they do use it with their students, but it's also a way to reach out to another market. That's how you build your program, right? So if you reach out to the outside, you're tapping into other people that may not be in college yet, then this is a way you can reach and get them into your classroom. But check that one out. You can learn a little bit more. You do have to be an Amazon developer, which is not hard. I actually have a developer account set up because I've done a little bit of work with Alexa, but I'm excited to get in and play with the flash briefs. He did share with us that the flash briefs are still untapped. It's not very saturated yet, so it's a medium that's there that people are just beginning to use. There is an approval process, but he said when he has set up a new flash brief, it only took less than 24 hours to get approved. I think they state that it could take 2 weeks, and this becomes more popular and more well-known, more people are doing it, it probably will take 2 weeks. But it's something where if you like to be on the emerging edge of things, you might want to jump in and check that out and start playing right away. I believe that is all. That's my brain dump from the conference. A lot of good information. As you can tell, I have plenty of resources to explore and play, and I'm excited to really dig in and learn more with the resources that I found. I hope that helps you out. I hope you have something you can take away and implement either in your teaching or working with your students. But thank you very much for joining us today. And if you haven't subscribed to our podcast yet, please do that. Also, if you haven't rated us on the podcast, please give us a rating, include some suggestions for future podcasts, and I will see you on our next podcast. Bye.